بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our sixth session, reading from lessons in Arabic language. Medina Book 3, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina. And it is our hope today that we will complete the second lesson from the level three course, the first half of Medina Book 3. Which involves the remaining exercises for this lesson. Previously we covered the English key, and as well we completed the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson and the first seven exercises. So today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to start with exercise number 8 on page 25. But before we do that, we're going to just take a quick look at, quick overview of the English key for lesson number 2, particularly points number 1, 3, 6, and 9. Particularly points number 1, 3, 6, and 9. And again, this is a quick overview just as a reminder of some of the important points that might need more emphasis to look at. So, the English key, beginning on page 14 for lesson number 2, the first point for this lesson is dealing with, the subject for this lesson is dealing with waw al-hal. And this subject is introduced by mentioning that waw is a word that has many meanings. And from amongst its meanings is the waw that is used as a conjunction, waw al-atf. When you say this book and that book, and, the conjunction. Another meaning for waw is waw that's used for an oath or for swearing, known as waw al-qasam, which is a preposition, harf jar. And the third meaning for waw that we have looked at in this lesson is waw al-hal. And the summary of waw al-hal is that it's a waw that is prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence. There's a main sentence and then there's a subordinate sentence. So waw is prefixed to the subordinate sentence. And this subordinate sentence describes the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. So there's an action in the main sentence, and the subordinate nominal sentence, as jumla ismiya, describes the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. The one example we're going to look at, dakhaltu al-masjid wal imamu al-imamu yarka'u. I entered the masjid while the imam was performing ruku. So the main sentence is dakhaltu al-masjid, and the action of the main sentence is entering. And the subordinate sentence is al-imamu yarka'u. It's prefixed, the waw al-hal is prefixed to the subordinate sentence, which describes the circumstance of the action of the main sentence of entering. So what is the description of the action of the main sentence of entering? I entered while the imam was performing ruku. The second point, which we don't need to emphasize much, is the meanings of la'alla, which we discussed in book 2, lesson 1, when we discussed inna wa akhawatuha, from akhawatu inna is la'alla, and it has two meanings, hope and fear. And in this lesson we discuss those two meanings, hope being referred to in Arabic as at-tarajji, and fear being referred to in Arabic as al-ishfaq. And we talked about the difference between them and how to determine which meaning is intended in a sentence. The third point, which we want to look at, is the sentence ilaykum amthilatan ukhra, which means take some more examples. Ilaykum in this sentence is a ism fi'l, a verb noun, and it is made up of the preposition ila and the pronoun kum. But in this construction it means take. It means خُذُوا. So the ism fi'l is a noun which has the meaning of a verb, and it also has the time frame of the verb, and it also has the action, the amal of the verb. And therefore, yani having the meaning and the action of a verb means that here it means خُذُوا, and it also acts like a verb in that it has a maf'ulun bi. So yani إِلَيْكُمْ أَمْثِلَةً. أَمْثِلَةً is the maf'ulun bi. Yani just like a verb has a maf'ulun bi, so the ism fi'l also has a maf'ulun bi. And the pronoun in إِلَيْكُمْ can change according to the person being addressed. It can be singular, dual, plural, masculine, feminine, and so on. The fourth point that we want to look at is the word أَشْيَاء, which means things, and it's a diptote. Mamnu' min as-sarf, and that's because originally it is ash yi a'u on the pattern of afa'i la, like aghniya, anbiya, astiqa. So the word ashya is mamnu' min as-sarf because its original form is on the pattern of afa'ila, which is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. The fifth point is the madi is sometimes used to express a wish or du'a, as in rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, or ghafarullah lahu, may Allah forgive him. The madi in this sense is negated by the particle la and nafiyah instead of ma and nafiyah. Point number six, and we want to look at it a little bit carefully, is what is called min azza'idatu. Min azza'idatu, yani the extra min. The use of this extra min has two conditions, and that is that it must be preceded by a negation or a prohibition or an interrogative with the particle hell, yani the question word hell. That's the first condition. The second condition is that the word following min, its majrur, has to be nakira, yani indefinite, not definite. And as far as the meaning of this min, yani it is used for emphasis. It is used for emphasis. So that the general meaning of the statement, for example, if you said ma ghaba min ahadin, yani no one was absent, means absolutely no one. That the whatever is intended in that sentence, it's general and includes every individual that is, yani comes under whatever is mentioned there. Yani ma ghaba min ahadin, yani no person was absent, meaning no person, absolutely anyone. No student was absent, meaning absolutely no student was absent. I guess we should also say here, in reviewing this particular matter, is that the sentence with when min is added, so the original function of the word that comes after min retains its yani original function, even though because of min, the ending of it changes from being marfu'un or mansubun to being majrur. But yet it retains its function, so that when you said ma ra'aytu min ahadin, the original sentence is ma ra'aytu ahadan. So ahadan is the maf'ulun bi. So even when you add min, it remains as the maf'ulun bi. It remains with its original function. It's just that its ending changes from yani fatatan to kasratan because of min. So it remains as maf'ulun bi. And in the same way, if you said ma hadara min ahadin, the original sentence is ma hadara ahadun, and ahadun in that sense is the fa'il, so it remains as the fa'il, except that its ending changes from dhammatain to kasratain because of the min. So the word after min, it could be a maf'ulun bi, it could be a fa'il, it could be a mubtada, and so on. Its function remains the same, it's just that its voweling ending changes because of min. The seventh and eighth points are yani lada, which is a dharf al-makan, an adverb of place. Like any other adverb, the word following it is going to be majrur. What's special with lada is that when it's connected to a pronoun like hu or ha or ka, the alif maksura in lada becomes changes to ya, so it becomes ladayka or ladayha. Yani lada, the alif maksura changes to ya when it's connected to a pronoun. Number eight, the expression dakhaltu ala, yani ala al-mudir, means that I entered upon the mudir in his office, yani in the principal's office. If you said دخلت على الطبيب, then the meaning of it is I entered upon the doctor in his, yani the place of his work, in the hospital, upon the imam in the masjid, upon the cook in the kitchen, and so on. دخلت على المدير. If you entered upon a person and you mention their official capacity, it means in there, in the place where they work. The last point is the plural of ma'ana is ma'anin, and with the definite article al-ma'ani, which is on the pattern of mafail, which is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Except that when a broken plural pattern on this, a broken plural, a word that has, that's on the pattern of mafail or any of the patterns of siga al-muntaha al-jumu', if an ism manqus is on this broken plural pattern, it's treated like the ism manqus that is singular. It's treated like the singular ism manqus, even though it's a plural word. In that sense, it does two things different than what you would expect from it. One is that even though it's mamnu' min as-sarf, when it's marfu' and majrur, it will take tanween if its ya is omitted. It will take tanween in place of the ya that is omitted when it's marfu'un and when it's majrur. So it can take tanween. And the other thing is that since it is on a broken plural pattern, when it's majrur, then the sign of it being majrur is, instead of kasra, it's fatha. Unless that word, yani, which is mamnoon and as-sarf, unless it has alif lam. Because if it takes alif lam, then it loses its function, it loses its position as being mamnoom and asarf. So these are some of the things that we covered previously. I just wanted to look at them quickly. Look at them, yani, before we go on to complete the remaining exercises. All right, so last week we did exercise 1 through 7. Today, inshallah, we want to look at exercise number 8, which deals with the issue of the word, the particle la'alla. The particle la'alla. It says point number 8 on page 25. Exercise number 8 on page 25. Tufidu la'alla at-taraji wal ishfaq. Yani tufidu la'alla, the particle la'alla conveys the meaning of, yani the benefit that we get from it, the meaning that it conveys is at-taraji wal ishfaq. Yani at-taraji meaning hope, and ishfaq meaning fear. So it has two meanings, two possible meanings. وَيَتَّضِحُ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَهُمَا مِنَ الْمِثَالَيْنِ الْآتِيَيْنِ. And the difference between these two meanings for la'alla becomes clear. يَتَّضِحُ, it becomes clear from the following two examples. So they gave us two examples here, and each example shows one of those meanings. So if a person said لَعَلَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ, the meaning, A, its meaning is أرجو أن يكون بخير. I hope that he is well, that he is fine, that he is good. هذا الترجي. This is the meaning of a ترجي, hope. Yani, because from the context, you don't fear that a person is doing well, you hope that they're doing well. Okay, so the meaning of لعل here, it means أرجو أن يكون بخير. The second example, لعله مريض. A, أخشى أن يكون مريضا. I fear that he is sick. I fear that he is sick. هذا الإشفاق. This is the meaning of إشفاق, يعني fear. So the point here is that from the context of how it's used, you can determine if the person intends to mean I hope or I fear. If it's something good, then it's hope, يعني it's ترجي. And if it's something bad, then the meaning should be الإشفاق, يعني fear. So the exercises here, they give us 5 sentences to look at, and it says ماذا تفيد لعل في الجمل الآتية. What benefit do we get from لعل? What is the meaning that's conveyed by لعل in the following sentences? Number 1, Okay, I'm looking at, I see a question here, and I don't, like I said, I don't normally look at, I don't normally look at these questions coming in, but I just noticed it. Is the saying, dakaltu ala, only used when specifying someone who performs a specific known function whose place would be known by mentioning their title? For example, we would not say, dakaltu ala ummi, because her place would not be known. Is this correct? And you generally, you could say that, but the specification of the meaning being the place that they are known for, that meaning is understood if you are mentioning the person's description of their function. Yani, if you are not mentioning a description of their function, then you can say dakhaltu, but the meaning would not be specific to any particular function because you're not mentioning their function. So if a person said dakhaltu ala ummi, then that just means I went to some place, to my mother. I entered upon my mother. But it doesn't specify any place because there's no specific place that is in reference to yani mother. She doesn't have a particular special place. Yani a doctor has an office, yani a cook is in the kitchen, and so on, like this. So if that the word that you use to describe the person that you're entering upon, if that word has a specific meaning that relates to a particular function, then that function is understood, and the place that's related to that function is understood. Otherwise, if the word that you're using to describe the person you entered upon doesn't indicate a special function that has a specific place of work, then it doesn't take on that. Then it doesn't specify, the place. It just says you're entering upon the person, inshallah. Okay, we're at exercise number 8. The exercises after the two examples, ماذا تفيد لعل في الجملة الآتية. What does لعل, what meaning does it convey in the following sentences? Does it convey the meaning of الترجي, I hope, or الإشفاق, fear? Okay, so the first one, لعلك ناجح. لَعَلَّكَ نَاجِحٌ. So the meaning here would be نَاجِحٌ, past, يعني لَعَلَّكَ نَاجِحٌ, يعني means I hope, it's hope that you passed. It's not I fear that you passed. يعني you hope that somebody passed their examination. So the meaning here would be التَرَجِّي. The second sentence, لَعَلَّكَ رَاسِبٌ, يعني the meaning here would be الْإِشْفَاقِ, يعني I fear that you have failed the exam. I fear that you have failed the exam. So the meaning here is إشفاق. The third sentence, لعل الامتحان سهل. يعني the meaning here is, do you fear that the examination is going to be easy, or do you hope that it's going to be easy? So it's clear that it means يعني الترجي, hope. يعني it is hoped that the examination is easy. Number 4. لعل الامتحان صعب. لعل الامتحان صعب. يعني here the meaning, يعني is, does the person hope that the examination is going to be difficult, or do they fear that it's going to be difficult? Generally it's fear. So the meaning here would be لعل, meaning الاشفاق, يعني I fear that the examination is going to be difficult. Sentence number 5. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع, يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in his farewell pilgrimage, لعلي, يعني يا المتكلم, لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا, يعني I fear that I will not perform pilgrimage after this year of mine. And after this year, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم feared that he wouldn't perform Hajj, يعني in the following year, meaning that he would not live to see Hajj in the following year. So in this context, the meaning is not hope. يعني the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't intend to say, I hope that I will not perform Hajj, يعني after this year of mine, يعني I hope that I will not perform Hajj next year. Rather, I fear that I will not perform Hajj in the coming year. I hope that the use of la'alla here has become clear. The two meanings of taraji, hope, and al-ishfaq, fear. Point number 9, إليكم أمثلة أخرى. إليكم أمثلة أخرى. So here, this particular point we went over already, yani in the beginning of this session. It's from the English key, point number 3. And it says, هنا, yani in this type of expression, إليكم أمثلة أخرى. إليكم, the word إليكم, is اسم فعل. It's a yani verb noun. It's a verb noun. It's a noun that has the meaning and the time frame and the function, the work of a verb. So it does have a object, a maf'ulun bi, that will become mansub because it has the amal of the verb that it has its meaning. So the verb here, yani what is intended by the verb here, yani ilaykum, is khudu amthilatan ukhra, take some more examples. The ism fi'l, yani this is very, very important here. Wasmu fi'li kalimatun tadullu ala ma yadullu alayhi al-fi'lu ghayra annaha la taqbalu alamatahu. Wa ilayka ma'anahu khudh. Ilayka ma'anahu, its meaning is khudh. Ilaykum, its meaning is khudhu, because kum is plural and ka is singular. So this is the rule related to the ism fi'l. Ismu fi'l kalimatun tadullu ala ma yadullu alayhi al-fi'l. Yani the ism fi'l, the verb noun, is a word, tadullu ala, it points to or indicates, ma yadullu alayhi al-fi'l, that which the verb points to or indicates. Yani the ism fi'l has the same indication. It points to the same thing that the verb points to. It takes on its same meaning. Ghayra, other, except for the fact, it has the same meaning, except for the fact, annaha, that it, la taqbalu alamatahu, that it doesn't accept its sign, the sign of the verb. Yani, what indicates that a word is a verb? Well, it has signs that indicates that it's a verb, like ta, ta'anith, sakina. Ta, ta'anith, sakina. Yani, when you see a word, yani having the ta, ta'anith, as in jalasat, or akalat, or hafizat. Yani, we know that ta, ta'anith, sakina, the ta that indicates femininity, and it has sukoon, that's a sign that a word is a verb. Likewise, qad and sofa are words that are used with a verb. So these are signs that a word is a verb. So the ism fi'l, it points to that which the verb points to, except that, غَيْرَ أَنَّهَا, except that it does not accept its sign, the sign of something being a verb. We don't see those signs on the ism fi'l. Then it says, وَإِلَيْكَ مَعَنَاهُ يعني خُذ. The meaning of إِلَيْكَ يعني أَنْتَ إِلَيْكَ, its meaning is خُذ يعني أَنْتَ خُذ, take this. تَقُولُ, and then they give us some examples of the use of this type of expression with the pronoun being changed. With the pronoun being changed. Number one, إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْكِتَابَ, take this book. يعني أَنْتَ. Ka indicates that you're speaking to an individual, male, yani second person, masculine, singular. Anta, ilayka hadha al-kitaba. In this sentence, hadha is the maf'ulun bi for ilayka, but it's mabniyun in the place where it should be, mansub. Al-kitab is the bedal for hadha, and therefore, yani it has to be having the same i'rab, and that's why we say, ilayka hadha al-kitaba. Yani, al-kitab is not the maf'ulun bi, it's the bedal for hadha, which is the maf'ulun bi. It's mabniyun in the place where it should be mansub. Number two. Ya ukhti ilayki al-mala'iqa. Al-mala'iqa with ayn and qaf, as opposed to mala'ika with hamza and kaf. Yani, al-mala'ika, angels, mala'iqa with ayn and qaf, means the spoons. إليكي, يا أختي, إليكي الملاعقة. يعني take the spoons. Oh, my sister, take the spoons. So again, here we see, Yani that the pronoun in this expression, the verb noun, we see that the pronoun is changed to the second person feminine singular, ilayki, because you're addressing an individual female, ya ukhti. Number three, yaqulu al-mudhi'u, the broadcaster on the radio or the television station, he says, ilaykum nashrata al-akhbari, take the news bulletin, nashrata al-akhbari, the bulletin of news or the news bulletin, take the news bulletin. Yani khudu nashrat al-akhbari. Here we see nashrat as the maful and be mansub with fatah, and al-akhbar is mudaf and ilayh majroor. The sign that is majroor is kasra. And then after those examples, we have a note. It says wa kadhalika amin. The word amin is also ismu fi'lin bimana istajib. Yani it's a ism fi'l with the meaning of the verb istajib. So both of these words are ism fi'il amr, because both of them, their meanings are having the meaning of a fi'il amr. Khudh or khudhu is a fi'il amr, and likewise istajib is a fi'il amr. So we say it's ismu fi'li amrin, yani a verb noun that has the meaning of a yani command, istajib. Okay, after that is point number 10, and we went over that already today, so we're not going to spend time with it. But point number 10 says ashya'u. This word ashya'u, we see it doesn't have tanween, and that's because it is okay. I see another question here that I didn't see. Allahu musta'an. I'm going to have to try to pay attention to these questions. Allahu musta'an. It says, is this extended to other terms like alaykum? No, it's not extended to other terms like alaykum. Yani alaykum is a preposition and it has a pronoun attached to it, but it's a normal preposition and pronoun relationship. It doesn't have some special meaning. Yani ilaykum is a special word. It's a ism fi'il that has a special meaning. Yeah, it's composed of a preposition and a pronoun, but not every preposition and pronoun is going to have this kind of special meaning. Yani alaykum just means upon you all. Yani assalamu alaikum, the peace, yani of Allah be upon you all. Doesn't have any special meaning. So this rule is not extended to other prepositions that are connected to pronouns. This is special for this particular word, ilaykum. Again, back to point number 10, ashya'u mamnu'un min as-sarfi. Yani this word is a diptote. لِأَنَّ Why is it in tone? لِأَنَّ أَصْلَهُ Because its origin is أَشْيَاءُ أَشْيَاءُ And its origin is on the pattern of أَفْعِلَاءُ عَلَى وَزْنِ أَفْعِلَاءُ And this wazn is a broken plural pattern that is ممنوع من الصرف. So broken plurals on the pattern of أَفْعِلَاء are all ممنوع من الصرف. And ashya is originally on that pattern, ashya'u. So that's why it's mamnu min as-sarf, and that's why it doesn't take tanween. And if it's majroor, yani, instead of kasra, it takes fatha. So similar words on this pattern of afila that are mamnu min as-sarf are the plural of ghani, aghniya'u. And the plural of sadiq, asdiqa'u. And even though you can't see the pattern that much because of irregularity, the plural of tabib is also on this pattern, atibba'u. Yani there's a little irregularity in its formulating because of the two ba's, the double ba, but it's also on this pattern, atibba'u. Okay, after this, point number 11 is also very, very brief. Yani the expression shafahu Allahu hadha du'a'un. This expression is a supplication, shafahu Allahu. Wal fi'l al-madi huna mustaqbalun fil ma'na. And the past tense verb here in this type of expression, its meaning is future, mustaqbalun fil ma'na. Yani it is future in meaning. And before we go to yani the question that they require of us, we want to go to the footnote first. There's a footnote after that. It says, "Yunfa al-fi'lu al-madi alladhi yufidu ad-du'a bila." Yani, the negation of the past tense verb, which conveys the meaning of dua, supplication, is negated by the particle of negation, la. It's negated by the particle, la. La and nafiya. Even though the normal negation of the past tense verb is ma, is with ma, but if the past tense verb is used with the meaning of the future, it's negated by the la and nafiya. And then they gave us the example, la fadda, la fadda Allahu faaka. La fadda Allahu faaka. And this particular, and you can say dua, na'am, la fadda Allahu faaka, was given to us in the English key. Yani, under point number 5, what we dealt with, the past tense verb being used to express, yani, the meaning of dua. They gave us an example of it being negated by the particle la. They gave us a couple of examples. One of them was la faddallahu faka, and its meaning is may Allah not smash your mouth. And then there's a footnote explaining what is intended by may Allah not smash your mouth. May Allah preserve your speech organ, yani your mouth. May Allah preserve it. And this is said in appreciation of a beautiful statement. Yani, a person makes a beautiful statement, and in appreciation of that beautiful statement, a person says, may Allah preserve your speech organ. Yani, may Allah not smash it, meaning, may Allah preserve it. It signifies, yani, how beautiful you have said it. Yani, you made a statement, and this type of dua, yani, being said, is yani, an indication of how beautiful was your speech. Okay, so that's the footnote. Now let's go back and look at the what is required for this point number 11. It says, Hati mithalan akhar min ad-darsi lil fi'li al-madi alladhi yufidu ad-du'a. And you give another example from the dars, yani from the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. Give an example from the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson for the fi'l madi alladhi yufidu ad-du'a, yani the past tense verb that conveys the meaning of du'a. So in the lesson we had, I don't know if you were able to find in the lesson an example, but in the lesson we had the expression or the statement, taqabbalallahu umratakum. Taqabbalallahu umratakum. Yani this is a past tense verb, taqabbala, and its meaning, what is intended by it is du'a. Yani the teacher is saying, may Allah accept you all's umrah. You all's umrah. And also, another, yani, there also came the statement in the dars, yani, radiyallahu anhu, in reference to the hadith. And radiyallahu anhu is also, radiya is a past tense verb, and the meaning of it is the meaning of dua. Yani, it is, yani, when you say it, it is you are saying a dua. May Allah be pleased with him when you mention one of the names of the companions. Alright, so the whole point here is what? That the past tense verb can be used conveying the meaning of future, yani as a form of dua. In that sense, if it's negated by la instead of ma. Point number 12, we also reviewed, we went over last week and we reviewed it in the beginning of this session. So, it says, point number 12, we on page 26, hal min su'alin, hal min su'alin. The meaning is, yani, is there a question? Do you have any question whatsoever? Aslu hadhihi al-jumla, the origin of this sentence, originally, the meaning that it conveys is expressed in a more full sentence, hal min su'alin indaka. Hal min su'alin indaka. Yani, with you, is there any question with you? And when you use min, so it makes the meaning, yani, more general. Yani, meaning, is there any question whatsoever with you? Any question. So, هذه من الزائدة. This is what is known as من الزائدة ومن شروط دخولها, and from the conditions for the allowance of its use, its دخول, yani, using it in a sentence, is number one, and يسبقها نفي أو نهي أو استفهام بهل. The first condition is that if you use min zaida, it must be preceded in the sentence by a negation, nafyun, or a prohibition, nahyun, or an interrogation, yani istifham. And if it's preceded by istifham, it must be istifham with hell, not with hamzatul istifham or some other type of, yani ism istifham. It has to be preceded by the particle hell, yani the question word hell. So the first condition is that in order for you to be allowed to use min as za'idah, it has to be preceded by either a negation or a prohibition or an istifham question, interrogation with hell. The second condition is ayakuna majruruha nakira. Yani ayakuna majruruha nakiratan. That its majrur, yani the word, the ism that became majrur because of the preposition min, yani the object of the preposition min, it's referred to here as majruruha. Yani it's the word that became majrur because of the preposition min. It must be nakira, yani not ma'arifa. It shouldn't be definite, but it has to be indefinite. It shouldn't have alif lam. It shouldn't be definite, rather it should be indefinite. So two conditions, it has to be preceded either by a negation or a prohibition or a question with hell. And the second condition, the word that is the object of the preposition min must be nakira, indefinite, not definite. Okay, so that's what we want to know about min azaida, yani that it has conditions. These are its conditions for its use. As for its meaning, so its meaning is for emphasis, to emphasize whatever is stated in the sentence, to emphasize the negation, or to emphasize the prohibition, or to emphasize yani the istifham, the interrogation. So the instruction for this exercise number 12 says kawwin jumalan ala ghirarihi musta'milan al-kalimat allati bayna al-qawsayn. Kawwin yani compose or construct or make up jumalan, sentences, ala ghirarihi. Is this different because of the particle in? Because it is in plus sha'Allah? I'm not sure what the meaning of the question is here. Is what different? Yani, is the expression inshallah different from what? Maybe if you can clarify the question. Is this different because of the particle in? Because it is in plus sha plus Allah. I'm not sure of the question. But if the question is, yani if we are saying here that inshallah is a dua, well, inshallah is not a dua, inshallah is a statement. Yani when you say inshallah, it means, yani, if it is the will of Allah. If it is the will of Allah. Oh, okay, I didn't see before that. Okay, inshallah, also an example of the past tense verb having the meaning of future tense. No, it's not an example of the past tense verb having the future tense. It's actually a statement. Yani, it's a statement. If it is the will of Allah, it's a statement. It's not a dua. And maybe sometimes when we say inshallah, we're saying it as though we're making dua, but actually we are saying that something will happen, inshallah. That's not a dua, that's a statement. That it happening or not happening is conditional upon Allah's will. I hope that it is clear. This is different because the question is below, inshallah, example of the past tense being used as a future tense for the dua. No. So again, yani, alhamdulillah. What is intended here is that the past tense used for the meaning of dua is when a person actually is asking Allah for something, to do something, or whatever it might be. But inshallah is not really a dua. It is a statement. We are saying that the thing happening or not happening is dependent upon the will of Allah. It's a statement. Yani, this is dependent. Yani, somebody says, I'm going to see you tomorrow. Inshallah, they mean, yani, dependent upon the will of Allah. Yani, my sincere intent is to be there, but everything is dependent upon what Allah decrees, what Allah wills. I am going to try to be there. I really intend sincerely to be there. I'm going to make every effort to be there, but I don't have any control over anything. It is all in accordance with Allah's will. So it's a statement, not a question, not a dua, and Allah knows best. Now, tayyib. So let's look at the exercise number 12. The instruction says, قَوَّنْ جُمَلًا عَلَى غِرَارِهِ مُسْتَعْمِلًا الْكَلِمَاتِ الَّتِي بَيْنِ الْقَوْسَيْنِ. Yani, compose sentences عَلَى غِرَارِهِ. Yani, عَلَى غِرَارِهِ means according to its pattern, on the same pattern, the same format. And in the same format that's used in the question that we had originally, our original question, hal min su'alan. So we want, yani, we want to formulate sentences on the same pattern as the example, yani, hal min su'alan, using musta'amilan, using al kalimat allati bayn al qawsayn, using the words that are between the two parentheses, that are between al-qawsayn. So they're giving us a word, they want us to use that word, and they want us to make a sentence on the same ghirar, same pattern as the example. Al-mithal, hal min su'alin, is there any question? So now they give us three more words, they want us to make three more sentences on the same pattern. Number one, khabar, yani news. News. Hal min khabarin. يعني عندك أو عندكم هل من خبر. Is there any news? يعني do you have any news to bring to us? Number two, جديدٍ. جديدٍ doesn't mean news. It means something that is new. Okay, news is information, and جديد just means has something. يعني is there anything new? Anything new. هل من جديدٍ. Okay, so it's not specific to news, but is there anything that has happened that is new? Number three, mazid, yani, means increase. And again, increase doesn't necessarily mean something new, nor does it mean news, but it just means extra, an increase over what was there. Hal min mazid, is there anything extra, any increase? So these are any examples of the use of the min azaida. Number 13 deals with the expression ladayya su'alun. And of course, what we're talking about here is the word ladayya, yani lada. Ladayya su'alun, yani the meaning of ladayya su'alun, with me is a question, or I have a question. Ladayya su'alun. Lada, the word lada is dharfu makanin. It's an adverb of place. Adverb of place. Bima'na 'inda, and it has the meaning of 'inda, to be with or in the presence of someone or something. So lada has the same meaning as inda. Both of them are dharf al-makan, adverb of place. But the difference between lada and inda is lada ends with alif maksura. And there's a special rule for that alif maksura. It says, wa tuqlabu alifuhu ya'an ma'ad damiri. Tuqlabu alifuhu. It's alif, the alif maksura, in the word lada, that alif, maksura, is transformed or changed to the letter ya when it is connected with ma'ad damir, with the pronoun. So if lada is connected to a pronoun, the alif maksura is transformed or changed into the letter ya. In the same way, كما تقلب ألف إلى وعلى. So in the same way that the ألف مكسورة in the preposition إلى and in the preposition على, both of them end with ألف مكسورة, when they are connected to pronouns, the ألف مكسورة is transformed into يا. So if إلى is connected to كا, you say إليك. If على is connected to كا, you say عليك. The ألف مكسورة is transformed to يا. فتقول لديه, لديك, and لدي. So for لدى, if it's connected to a pronoun, the ألف مكسورة becomes يا. And here the pronoun هو in لديه, the pronoun originally is هو, but it became he, because the pronoun هو, whenever it's preceded by a letter with that ends with كسرة or يا with سكون, the who becomes he, and the same thing with whom becomes him, and so on. لديه يعني عنده, with him. لديك يعني عندك, with you. لدي يعني عندي, يا المتكلم يعني with me. وإليك الأمثلة, and take examples, any examples of لدى. If it's followed by, يعني the مضاف إليه, it's a ظرف, right? ظرف المكان. So the ظرف, it's followed by a noun that is going to always be مضاف إليه. It's going to always be connected to a word following it that's مضاف إليه. So when the ظرف is connected to a clear noun, لدى remains as ألف مكسورة. But when it's connected to a pronoun, ضمير, then the ألف مكسورة becomes يا. Alright, so they gave us examples here of it connected to a clear noun and connected to a pronoun. So the first example they gave us, وجدته لدى الباب. لدى الباب, يعني لدى الباب. So it remained as ألف مكسورة, except that a long vowel, if it يعني is followed by Hamza Til Wasl, is pronounced short. وجدته لدى الباب. I found him, يعني, at the door. عند الباب. Number two. ماذا لديك? What is with you? يعني, ماذا عندك? Again, here we see that لدى, the ألف مكسورة, is transformed into يا because it's connected to a pronoun. Number three. وفي التنزيل, التنزيل means that which has been sent down. يعني it's used in reference to the revelation. The revelation, يعني the Quran. You say في التنزيل in the Quran, and this is an ayah from the Quran. They gave us two examples. في التنزيل, يعني in the revelation. The first one, ولدينا كتاب ينطق بالحق. ولدينا, and with us is a book. ينطق بالحق, that يعني speaks with the truth. This is from Surah Al-Mu'minun, 40th Surah, 62nd Ayat. يعني this is in reference to the Quran. ولدينا, يعني with Allah, is a book that speaks with the truth. And the second example he gave us, في التنزيل, كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. Every sect or group or party, بما لديهم, in reference to what is with them, بما لديهم فرحون. يعني they are فرحون ب, يعني they are happy and pleased with ما, what is لديهم, what is with them. يعني بما لديهم فرحون, the meaning is they are فرحون ب الذي لديهم. يعني ما هي اسماء الموصولة, الذي. They are فرحون ب الذي عندهم. In other words, that's the meaning. يعني every group, every party, every يعني sect, they are pleased with what is with them, yani with what they have, with their deviation, their corruption, their misguidance. They are pleased with it. They are happy, yani with what they have, yani with their group. كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. So here I just want to note, yani that the point here is what that lada, because it's connected to the pronoun hum, or in this case it became him, because it's connected to a pronoun, the alif maksura is transformed into ya. And the second thing is because the pronoun hum is preceded by kasra or ya with sukoon, in this case it's ya with sukoon, it changed from hum to him. From hum to him. Kulli a kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun. Now, okay, after this, we're going to turn to page 27. Page 27. Top of the page. Exercise number 14. Some of these exercises are very brief. Yani, there's quite a few exercises remaining, but they all, yani, most of them are relatively brief. Some of them required you, inshallah, to use the dictionary. And I hope that everybody has begun to use the dictionary, because by this time we reach level 3, person should have learned how to use the dictionary and should be practicing with it as much as possible, with the hope that you become more and more independent, yani, so you have less need of being given the meaning of vocabulary words. Rather, we can look them up ourselves, and this is extremely important for the learning process and learning the language, especially the Arabic language, that we become independent and we're actually able to look up words ourselves. So here we're going to see that we're going to be required to to do a little bit of work on our own, or maybe some of it we may already know. Question number 14. Ma ضد المريض. What is the opposite of the word المريض? المريض means the sick person. And in Arabic, the person who is well, who is healthy, is called الصحيح. الصحيح, like يعني صحيح البخاري. And we use that word commonly as Muslims in reference to things which something that is authentic. But the first and original meaning of it is someone that is well. He is صحيح. He is صحيح. Now, exercise number 16 is few verbs they gave us. Hati maliya al-af'ali al-atiya. Give the maliya, yani the past tense of the following verbs. So they give us a mudari verb, and they want us to give its past tense form. Okay, so the first word, the first verb is yahmilu. Yahmilu means to carry something, right? And its past tense is hamala. Hamala yahmilu. So this is from the fatta kasra group. Yani it has fatta in the past tense on the middle radical, and it has kasra in the present tense on the middle radical. Hamala yahmilu. The second one is yatlu'u. Yatlu'u. Yani tala'a means to arise or to appear. Yani like the sun rises. Yatlu'u. Yani its past tense is tala'a. Tala'a. Yani to arise or to appear, like the rising of the sun. The next one is yakhtubu. Yakhtubu means to give a speech or sermon or khutbah. Yakhtubu, its past tense is khataba. Khataba. So this is from the fatha dhamma group. Yani fatha in the middle radical in the past tense and dhamma in the present tense. The next one is yaghrubu. Yaghrubu. The past tense of yagrubu, yani with dhamma on the middle radical, is gharaba. Gharaba, yani means like the setting of the sun, to set of the sun. Gharaba, yagrubu. Gharaba, yagrubu. There's another verb from the same root but different voweling, yani gharuba with dhamma in the past tense and dhamma in the present tense. Gharuba, yagrubu. So just make note, gharuba yagrubu means to be a stranger or to be strange. Yani the dhamma dhamma one. Dhamma in the past tense, dhamma in the present tense. But gharaba with fatta yagrubu means yani to set, like the setting of the sun. So they gave us yagrubu Yani the what is intended here, wallahu alam, is gharaba, the setting of the sun from the context of the lesson. Otherwise, another meaning of yaghrubu is from the past tense form with dhamma, gharu, gharuba, gharuba. Yani yaghrubu. Gharuba, yaghrubu. And that means to be strange or to be a stranger. The next one is yaqrabu. Yaqrabu with fatha. Yaqrabu, its past tense is qariba. Qariba. Qariba, yaqrabu. So it's from the kasra fatha group. Kasra on the middle radical in the past tense. Fatha on the middle radical in the present tense. It means to be near, to come near, to get close, to approach something. Yani qariba yaqrabu kasra fatha. And this verb also actually came with from the dhamma group qaruba yaqrubu. Qaruba yaqrubu as well, which has pretty much the same meaning, to be near, to come near, or to get near, to approach something. Okay, but here they gave us yani in the mudari with fatha. So this is from yani yaqrabu is from qariba. Kasra fatha, but it also came as dhamma dhamma qaruba yaqrubu, which has pretty much the same meaning. And the last one is yantiqu. Yantiqu, and its past tense is nafaqa, yani to speak, to pronounce something, speech, yani nutq. Nafaqa with ta and qaf, yantiqu. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ As Allah said in the Qur'an in reference to the Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't speak from his desires, rather it is revelation that is revealed. And this ayat is a proof that the Prophet ﷺ, what he conveyed to the people, that is Qur'an as well as from the authentic sunnah, it's all revelation. He doesn't speak from his desires, rather it is revelation. Exercise number 16, Hati مفرد الأسماء الآتية. Give the singular form of the following nouns. So here they gave us plural nouns, and they want us to find out what are their singular forms. So the first word is حرم. حرم. Yeah. A little ways back, but نعم. Is السليم also an opposite of المريد. يعني a person, you can say سليم, نعم. The person is سليم, meaning free of any defect or harm. Could be yani because they're healthy or other than that. Yani salim may also mean person doesn't have any physical defect, not just that they are yani not sick, but they might not have, you know, a person who's crippled or blind, then they are not yani salim because they have some defect. All right, so but it can be used in the same way now. So the plurals, I'm sorry, the singulars of the following nouns. They give us plurals, they want us to give us the singular. Hurum, hurum, its singular is haram, yani that which is forbidden. Sukara, with two long vowels, sukara, its singular is sakranu, sakranu, to be intoxicated. Malaikatun, yani its singular is Malakun, Malak with fatha, fatha, an angel. Ma'anin, if it had alif lam, it would be al-ma'ani. Ma'anin, its singular is ma'na with alif maksura on the end. Ma'na, meaning, yani the word ma'na means meaning. Yani ma ma'na hadha, what is the meaning of this? طيب, number 17 is the opposite. Hati جمع الأسماء الآتية. They gave us singular words and want us to give the plural. They gave us singular words, they want us to give the plural. The first one is عامٌ without شدة on the ميم. عامٌ, and its plural is أعوامٌ. أعوامٌ means years. The second one is طفلٌ with طاء. طفلٌ, and its plural is أطفالُ. أطفالٌ, يعني children or infants. The next one is صحيحٌ. And we just had this word earlier, right? The opposite of مريد, صحيحٌ. So it means, يعني one who is well or healthy. And it also may mean that which is authentic or valid. Now, the plural of صحيحٌ, and it has a number of plurals, probably the more common plural, Allahu alam, is sihahun. Sihahun. Yani kasra fatha alif. Sihahun. And another plural is asihahu. Yani asihahu. Yani meaning it's yani with a hamza added to the beginning, sad with kasra, ha with shadda fatha alif, followed by hamza written on the line. As-sihha'u. And another plural of sahih is as-sihhatu. As-sihhatun. Yani with shadda on the ha followed by ta marbuta. As-sihhatun. Okay, the next word is, but as I said, the most common plural for sahih is sihahun. Wallahu alam. That's the one that I have seen most. Mutazawijun. Mutazawij means one who is married. And its plural is a sound plural, mutazawijuna. The next word is hizbun, means a party, a group, or a sect. Hizbun, and its plural is ahzabun. Ahzabun. And the last one is imam, imamun, and its plural is a'immatun. 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 With shadda on the meem and ending with ta marbuta. Okay, exercise number 18 is really just giving us the meaning of the expression that we had in this lesson. دخلتُ على المديري, A, meaning دخلتُ مكتب المديري وهو فيه. يعني دخلتُ على المديري means دخلتُ مكتب المديري وهو فيه. So it means that I entered the office of the principal while he was in it. I entered upon him while he's in his place, yani his special place, yani his office. دخلتُ مكتب المدير وهو فيه, while he is in it. Yani he has to be in it, right? And it has to be in his place. Okay, number 19 is just telling us about the verb, yani that came in this expression, أقام الصلاة. أقام is the past tense verb, فعل ماضي. Its mudari is yuqimu. So you say aqama yuqimu. And the fi'l amr from it is aqim. Yani aqim as-salat. Aqim. That's the fi'l amr, the command form of the verb aqama yuqimu. Yani its fi'l amr is aqim. Yani aqama means to establish the salat. To establish the salat. Yuqimu, yani is the mudari. And aqim as-salat means to establish the prayer, or it may mean yani call the iqama so that people will establish the salat. Call the iqama. Aqim. Aqim is salat. Call the iqama so that we can establish the prayer. Number 20 is also very extremely brief. Ma al-farqu bayna al-abd wal-ubayd. What is the difference between the two words al-abd and al-ubayd? So, al-ubayd is derived from Al-Abd. It's derived from Al-Abd. So Abd means the slave or the servant or the worshipper, and Al-Ubayd is derived from it, and its meaning is a little or small or dear Abd. Okay, the meaning of it is something small or something little or something that is endeared. It has the meaning of endearment. Okay, so the difference between Abd and Ubayd is that Ubayd is derived from Abd, giving it the meaning of an Abd that's small or little or dear. ماذا تسمى صيغة العبيد? So what do we call this type of word? صيغة العبيد. Yani this formula for the word that's yani having this type of pattern. Yani from, derived from Abd, it became Ubayd. And it's on the pattern of Fu'ayl. Sighatul Ubayd is waznu al-fu'il. So, ماذا تسمى sighatul Ubayd? في الصرف, it's called ism التصغير. Yani in صرف, in the study of the composition of words, yani composing words from letters, yani the patterns for words and things like this, in the study of صرف, yani this sigha, this pattern, this formula or pattern, for Ubayd, it's called, yani, ism al-tasghir, In English, they call it the diminutive form. It's on the pattern of fu'ail. And there are different patterns for ism tasghir. This is the one that we have seen. Yani fu'ail. Yani so jabal, jubail. And like this. Al-Hasan, Al-Husayn, na'am. Because we had that in the lesson on Friday, the hadith of the son of Ali, radiallahu anhu, Al-Hasan, radiallahu anhumah. Okay, 21 is also just, yani, information. Wasaltu al-Madinata. The person says, Wasaltu al-Madinata. Or if they said, Wasaltu ila al-Madinati. Wasaltu al-Madinata. Or Wasaltu ila al-Madinati. Kilahuma sahih. Both of them are correct. Both of them are correct. Authentic. Naam. And the last point, and this is what we're going to close with as we're running. Well, I'm running out of time because it's coming close to the time for the Iqamah. Let me just check and see what time is the Iqamah. Okay, I have time. Okay, alhamdulillah. The last exercise for this lesson is exercise number 22 on page 27. Yujma'u ma'ana ala ma'anin. Yani the word ma'ana is, its plural is formed as ma'anin. Yani the plural of ma'ana is ma'anin. والمعاني حكى أمثلة أخرى لمثل هذا الجمع. So here حكى means إليك. إليك take أمثلة أخرى. Take some more examples. لمثال I'm sorry لمثل هذا الجمع. For the like of this plural. يعني other examples that are similar to this plural, yani on the same wazn. Other, yani plurals that are on the pattern, the same pattern as ma'anin, yani the pattern of mafa'il. And these are examples of plurals on the pattern of mafa'il that are from the category of nouns that are known as al-ism al-manqus. And we said that the ism manqus is a word that has an essential ya as its last letter. Yani that ya is not added. It's a part of the word, an essential part of the word. Except that the ism manqus, if it doesn't have alif lam, and it's not mudaf, and it's not mansub, it will lose its ya. So we won't see the ya, in which case it will take kasratain in place of the ya. It will take kasratain. So there are two things here that we looked at when we talked about this. We said that the ism manqus is a special type of noun that if it doesn't have its alif lam, it will lose its ya, that is an essential part of the word, and that ya will be replaced by kasratain, two kasras, tanween kasra. So it will look like it's majroor, but in reality it may not be majroor. Because why? Because the sign of its i'rab is going to be muqaddar. It's going to be a sign that we don't see because that sign is going to be on the last letter, which is the ya that has been omitted. So when that ya is omitted, the i'rab is going to be estimated. It's going to be muqaddar. So even though it looks like it's majroor, it may not be majroor because it's taken this kasratain in place of the ya that has been omitted. All right? So this is one thing about it. It may take this kasratain, yani whenever it loses its ya. So we said that the ism manqus, and these are going to be plurals that are, yani, are from ism manqus, but they're going to be plurals that are ism manqus, and they're going to be on the pattern of mafail, which is mamnu' min as-sarf. So on the one hand, they're ism manqus, and they are treated like the singular ism manqus. That is, when they lose their ya, they take tanween. And that is, if they are marfu'un or majroor. It's not going to happen when they are mansub, right? They're not going to lose their ya when they are mansub. But when they are marfu'un or mansub, they may take this tanween. kasratain. So on the one hand, because they are treated like the singular ism manqus, they can take tanween because of that when they are marfoon and majroor. On the other hand, they are on the pattern of mafail, which is a broken plural pattern. And this type of broken plural pattern, mafail, is mamnu min as-sarf, which means that they shouldn't take tanween. But when they are marfoon and majroon, they will take tanween because they are ism manqus. But the other thing is that when they are majroor, if they don't have alif lam, then unlike the, I mean, because they are yani mamnu' min as-sarf, because they are mamnu' min as-sarf, when they are majroor, instead of kasra, they take fatha, unless they have alif lam. If they have alif lam, the word that's mamnu' min as-sarf, when it has alif lam, it's no longer mamnu' min as-sarf. So it will take its normal kasra. Otherwise, if it doesn't have alif lam, then, if it is majroor, then the sign of it being majroor, if it doesn't have its alif, I mean its ya, then the sign of it being majroor is going to be muqaddar, and instead of it being kasra, it's going to be fatha, because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Alright, so those are the things that we wanted to kind of keep in mind here. When we look at these words, examples, that are like ma'anin, yani words that have lost their ya, and therefore they're taking kasratain, but they are still on the pattern of mafail, and for that reason they are mamnu' min as-sarf. So, the first word they gave us is laylatun, a night. Is that the first word? No, I'm sorry, I should be reading from the right side. Jariyatun means a girl, or a slave girl, or a maid, or a female servant. Jariyatun, its plural is jawarin. Jawarin is on the pattern of mafail. So that means, yani if it doesn't have alif lam and it loses its ya, it's going to take kasratain. Jawarin. If it had alif lam, it would be al-jawari. The second one is mashiyatun. Mashiya means livestock or cattle. Mashiyatun. Its plural is mawashin. Mawashin. Yani with kasratain. But if it has alif lam, the ya comes back. It becomes al-mawashi. The next one is da'iyatun, one who calls, yani to Islam, or invites to something. Da'iyatun, its plural is dawa'in. Dawa'in, on the pattern of mafail, yani which is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. But here, because it's a ism manqus, so if it loses its ya, we see it taking kasratain. The next one is nadin, meaning a club or association, like a sports club or a cultural club or something like this. Nadin, its plural is nawadin. Nawadin, on the pattern of mafail, mamnu' min as-sarf, but also it is ism manqus. Here it doesn't have alif lam, so it loses its ya. But if the alif lam came, it would be an nawadi. Naam. And the last one is laylatun, a night, and its plural is layalin, on the pattern of mafail, mamnu' min as-sarf, yani broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Here, it doesn't have its alif lam, and therefore we see it losing its ya, but if it had alif lam, it would be al-layali. Okay, so all of these, jawarin, mawashin, dawa'in, nawadin, and layalin are all on the broken plural pattern of mafail mamnu' min as-sarf. But they are also ism manqus. So the ism manqus, when it comes on this pattern, it is treated like the, even though it's a plural word, but the ism manqus, if its plural pattern is like this, yani mafail, then it's treated like the singular ism manqus. Yani if an ism manqus in its plural form comes with the sigha muntaha al-jumur, and it has different patterns, but the most famous of them is mafail, then it is treated like the ism manqus that is singular. What does that mean? It means that, treating it like the singular ism manqus, means that it may lose its ya when it is marfoon and majroor, and therefore it will take yani kasratain in place of the ya. So the i'rab is going to be taqdiri yani dhamma muqaddara or whatever ala ya al mahdhufa, as we discussed previously. Okay, so those are the examples that they gave us, and then they said hadhihi al asma ala wazn mafa'il, these nouns are on the pattern of mafa'il, which is what? The broken plural pattern, a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. It's mamnu' min as-sarf ghayra annaha tunawwanu, except that these words, even though they're on the pattern of mafa'il, which is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf, and words that mamnu' min as-sarf don't take tanween, but these words tunawwanu, they do take tanween في الرفع والجر, when they are مرفوع and when they are مجرور. So these nouns are on the pattern of مفاعل, which is a broken plural pattern that's ممنوع من الصرف, and therefore shouldn't take تنوين. غير أنها تنون, but except that these words do take تنوين when they are في الرفع والجر, when they are مرفوع and مجرور. وتجر بالفتحة المقدرتي, and when they are مجرور, the sign of them being مجرور is فتح مقدرة. When they are مجرور, يعني the sign of them being مجرور is فتح مقدرة instead of كسرة. Why? Because it's ممنوع من الصرف. ممنوع من الصرف, when it's مجرور, instead of taking كسرة it takes فتح. So one of these words that is يعني اسم منقوص on the pattern of مفاعل, it's ممنوع من الصرف, and therefore when it is مجرور, instead of it, its إعراب being كسر مقدرة, its إعراب is فتح مقدرة. Unless that word يعني has attached to it ألف لام, and ألف لام takes a word that's ممنوع من الصرف out of its state of being ممنوع من الصرف, in that case the إعراب would be كسر مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة if it has ألف لام. So we say, and then they gave us three examples, and I think this is the end of the lesson. Yeah, this is the end of the lesson. So, تقولوا. So you say, they give us three sentences, يعني with ma'an in them, يعني in one case being marfu'un, in another case being majrurun, and in the third case being mansub. And we want to look at the i'rab of them as we close out this session. Number one, lilwawi ma'anin kathiratun. I think we saw these sentences before, but there's no harm, يعني in reviewing them once again. لِلْوَاوِ مَعَانٍ كَثِيرَةٌ, for the word, the wow, it has مَعَانٍ كَثِيرَةٌ, many meanings. It has many meanings. So, in terms of the i'rab of this sentence, لِلْوَاوِ is جَاوَ الْمَجْرُورَ, شِبَ جُمْلَة. It can't be the مُبْتَدَى. So it's خَبَر مُقَدَّم. So where's the مُبْتَدَى? مَعَانٍ is the مُبْتَدَى. Mubtada is always marfu'un. Sign of it being marfu'un, yani when we said when it's marfu'un and majrur, it has, yani it loses its ya, it takes tanween, therefore it's going to have a yani taqdir, yani i'rab taqdiri. So the i'rab here is ma'anin is mubtada, mu'akhar, marfu'un with dhamma muqaddara ala الياء المحذوفة, ضمة مقدرة on the ياء that is omitted, and كثيرة is a نعت, يعني the نعت agrees with the منعوت, so it's also مرفوع with ضمة. And because معانٍ is a plural that's غير عاقل, so the نعت is going to be treated, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular, so the نعت is feminine singular كثيرة. The second sentence, تأتي الواو لِمَعَانٍ كَثِيرَةٍ, تَأَتِي الْوَاوُ, the wow comes, لِمَعَانٍ for meanings, كَثِيرَةٍ for many meanings, the wow comes for, it has many meanings. Okay, so here the word that we want to look at in terms of the i'rab more specifically, يعني, anyway, تَأَتِي is the فِعْل مُضَارِي, الْوَاوُ is the فَاعِل مَرْفُوعٌ, and the فَاعِل of تَأَتِي is al waw, it's marfu'un with and the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma. But what we want to look at here is li ma'anin. So li is the preposition, ma'anin is the object of the preposition, ism majrur, And the sign of it being majrur is kasra muqaddara ala al-yal mahdufa. Yani the sign of the i'rab is on the last letter. The last letter here is deleted, so it's going to be taqdiri i'rab. So we say it's kasra. I'm sorry. It's majrur, right? But it's ma'ani, so it's mamnu min as-sarf, yani on the pattern of mafail. So the sign of it being majrur is fatha. Sorry, fatha muqaddara ala al-ya al-mahdufa. Naam. So li ma'ani is ja wal majrur, ma'ani is ism majrur, sign of it being majrur is fatha muqaddara ala al-ya al-mahdufa. And that's why is it fatha muqaddara? Yani it's fatha because it's mamnu min as-sarf. And the word that's mamnu min as-sarf, when it's majrur, it takes fatha niyabatan an kasra, in place of the kasra. Kathiratan is a not describing ma'anin, so it is also majrur. And ma'anin, as we said, is a ghayru aqil plural, so it's treated as though it's feminine singular, and therefore kathiratan is feminine singular. The last sentence, we're going to end with this, is a'rifu lilwawi ma'aniya kathiratan. We said that, yani the ism manqus on the pattern of mafail, or the ism manqus in general, yani when it's mansub, it doesn't lose its ya, just as it doesn't lose it when it has alif lam or when it is mudaf. And we see the sign of the i'rab when it's mansub as yani a clear sign. It's not a takdiri sign. Yani the ism manqus has takdiri i'rab when it is marfoon and majrur, not when it is mansub. A'rifu lil wawi ma'aniya kathiratan. I know for the wow, many meanings. I know many meanings for the wow. Okay, so here, a'rifu is the fi'l, and ma'ani is the maf'ulun bi. And lil wawi is ja' wal majrur, and kathiratan is a not describing ma'aniya. But in any case, ma'aniya is what? Is the maf'ulun bi mansub. Sign of it being mansub is fatha zahira, yani clear fatha. And kathiratan is a not describing, so it's also yani mansub with alamatu nasbihi fatha. Naam, tayyib. So that's what we wanted to cover for today. I think in the English key or somewhere that we discussed previously, there were also, in the English key, there were examples of these words with alif lam. Please go back and look at the English key for this point, which is point number 9 in the English key on page 17 and 18, to see examples of these words when they have alif lam, keeping in mind that if a word is mamnu min as-sarf, when it has alif lam attached to it, it's no longer mamnu min as-sarf. So the rule concerning it when it's majrur, taking fatha instead of kasra, is not applicable because it's no longer mamnu min as-sarf when it has alif lam. They're going to be calling the adhan in a minute. So we're going to stop with this, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you that He grant all of us success, tawfiq, in doing deeds that are pleasing to Him purely for His sake alone, and that He accept, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and that He pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes, errors, and wrongdoings, and that He grant us al-thabat, to be firm upon a sirat al-mustaqim until the end of our term in this world, and we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen. Inshallah, we'll be sending out homework assignment tomorrow, but it's already known that we're going to be taking lesson number 3, so everybody should, without waiting for the homework assignment, everybody should be going directly to lesson number 3 and looking at the English key and the Arabic dialogue, and maybe if there are comprehension questions, the first couple of questions are normally comprehension questions, we should be looking at them tonight even. We don't have to wait until tomorrow, because we already know, right, that we're taking a new lesson, and we can start with that new lesson always, the English key, the vocabulary, if there's any vocabulary, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, and the comprehension questions. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.